would you say if you were given the chance to speak up for your generation inside Parliament House? One young woman from the Hunter has had just that opportunity. Dina Clemson is in her final year at Catherine Macaulay Catholic College in Madawi. This week, she's been representing the federal seat of Lyne as part of the National Youth Parliament. She spent the week getting up close and personal with the real ins and outs of political life in Canberra. She got back late last night and joins you now in the studio today. Hello, Dina.
Good morning, Niamh.
Thank you so much for coming in. You've spent the last week in Parliament House, which in its own right as a building is such an incredible experience, isn't it, to walk into. What's that week been like for you?
It has been absolutely amazing. Even just the building itself, as you mentioned, it's such an astronomical space, and being able to go into different areas, especially areas that you wouldn't usually be able to see, has been really cool, and meeting all the different people and being able to speak up in those spaces for young people and for my electorate of Lyne has been a really amazing experience.
What kind of things did you want to raise as a young person heading to Canberra? What was front of mind for you?
For me, I am really passionate about giving rural and regional young people a voice, especially in communities where that is often missed. And especially for the Lyne electorate, which has the oldest median age of any electorate in Australia, it's really important to ensure that those young voices are in that room.
You've grown up in Tea Gardens. My dad lives in Tea Gardens. I spend quite a bit of time there. And I reckon you're a lot younger than most of the people that I see walking around that part of the world. It is such a beautiful spot. When you look at something like what you spoke up about this week in terms of intergenerational fairness, what does that mean to you growing up in a place like Tea Gardens? What does intergenerational fairness mean?
Yes. So intergenerational fairness, it was one of the bill topics that we debated in Parliament. And to me, that means that the decisions we're making today, we're not just looking at the short-term benefits, but we're looking at the long-term effects of those decisions as well for current young people, for all generations, but also for the future that is not yet here with us.
You have had an interest in politics, a desire to be involved in the political landscape for a long time. Tell me a little bit about that, what you see, what you would love to see on the horizon, and whether this week spurred a greater interest in being the PM in the future, or just, you know, you thought, actually, there's other paths I can take.
I think this week it really showed how much actually goes on behind the scenes as well, not just in the face of it, not just in question time, but the cooperation between both sides of the chamber and all the decisions that they've got to make that aren't seen on the screen in front of us. And I think it's really shown me that it is a great place where you have the ability to make change, but it's got to be a change that you're making as a collaborative, not change that you're making as an individual. But yeah, it definitely has inspired me to go further along that path. Yeah.
I love that you mentioned cooperation there, because you sit down and watch Question Time and the word cooperation is as far from your mind as it's possible to be. What surprised you this week about seeing how some of those relationships work behind the scenes?
Well, I think because we went in and watched Question Time under the invite of the Speaker on the first day that we were in Parliament, so on the Monday, and you do see the conflict between the two sides. But I really liked seeing all the committee rooms that they have, and within those committees you work with different ministers and different members of Parliament, no matter which side you are from. And there's so much cooperation that goes on behind the scenes in those rooms, and it's really cool.
You also met the Governor-General. You met the PM this week as well. The GG is a pretty impressive woman. How important is it for young women like yourself to have those strong female role models in positions of power to show you that that is absolutely possible?
It is incredibly important, and I think it was amazing to see as well. And she was such an amazing person and a really good speaker as well. And she really tried her hardest to ensure that she wasn't just there as a figurehead, but actually going around and getting to meet us and getting to know us. And I think it's really cool to see that they're not just a figurehead on the news, but they're actually a person and someone who's trying to actively make change in the wider nation of Australia.
She manages to bring a really beautiful empathy to what she does as well. And that's kind of a word we've heard Jacinda Ardern speak about quite often in the past too. When you think about what traits great leaders have, what kind of things do you think about?
Definitely empathy. Empathy is a top one for me personally. Also, as I said before, I think critical thinking and collaboration are those really key skills, but also communication and being able to communicate in a way that supports those around you without forcing conflict, but creating solutions.
Dina Clemson with you on 1233 ABC Newcastle. Dina's in her final year at Catherine Macaulay Catholic College in Madawi. What happens next? Because that's a pretty tough week to back up. I imagine you head back into the classroom today and you're like, oh, this is it? Come on, challenge me.
Yes, after we had a couple 12-hour days at Parliament House, and I think going back to a 6-hour day is going to be a little different. But following school, I'm looking at doing a Bachelor of International Relations, hopefully at the Australian National University or at Macquarie University. So,
and are there various pathways into that? I know back in the day, and it's a while since I did the HSC, I don't think we even call it the HSC anymore, but there only felt like one pathway into that road that you wanted from university, that pathway that you wanted to start. Are there various ways and options for you now?
Yeah, I think there are quite a few options. There's still the HSC and it's still a quite prominent one, especially when you're looking at entering into university. But there's also the opportunity to enter as a mature age student and take a gap year or do TAFE and do all these different things. So it's not a one-way street to get there nowadays.
Dina, it has been so lovely to meet you. I have a feeling that we'll be chatting again in the future. We cannot wait to see your path and where it takes you.
Thank you so much for having me, Niamh.
Dina Clemson with you on 1233 ABC Newcastle. Dina's in year 12 at Catherine Macaulay Catholic College in Madawi from Tea Gardens, as you heard, and has spent the last week inside Parliament House. What an adventure it has been.